This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that appears, according to polling, according to just conversations that you may have out there, it appears to be more and more determined to prevent the Russian bear from gobbling up the independent and freedom-loving nation of Ukraine. And that there are people out there who may wince when I describe Ukraine as freedom-loving because it doesn't have that kind of history. Well, it does the last couple of years, and it certainly does right now. And one of the people who makes that very clear in his writing, in his speaking to various audiences, is Dr. Arthur Herman, who is a senior fellow and director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at the Hudson Institute, a very prominent conservative think tank. His research programs analyze defense, energy, and technology issues. He's the author of 9 books. The latest is a great read and a fascinating view of history and culture called The Viking Heart. Arthur, always great to speak to you. And you have a piece over at Fox that you posted that says it's not too late to learn the right lesson from Ukraine. Is it too late to have a shift in policy or an adjustment in policy that could allow Ukraine to survive as an independent and freedom-loving nation?
I don't think so. I think that the way the Ukrainian resistance has been going and the way in which the Russians seem to be really struggling with this invasion, which has to come as a surprise to everybody who knows how long the Russians have been preparing for this, the size of the forces involved, the David versus Goliath scale of the competition between these two countries, in this war. The Russians, I think Putin got involved. One of the reasons why Putin decided to pull the trigger on this invasion is he wanted to prove that the Russian army had overcome all of the problems and limitations that it had in its previous campaigns, going all the way back to Afghanistan, and to dispel the whole idea that the Russian army was the gang that couldn't shoot straight or because they were so soaked in vodka and so unhappy about their conscript status being forced into combat in this way in uniform, that here now he would have a chance to really prove that the Russians could defeat a country like a smaller country like Ukraine in fairly record time. And of course it hasn't happened. It really does look like the combination of Ukrainian resistance and Russian ineptness has slowed this down to certainly not a stalemate. The Russians still have the upper hand. They still have the initiative in this war, but it is buying time for the rest of the world and for the freedom-loving community, both in Europe and the United States, to think about ways in which we can strengthen the Ukrainians' hand in this, but also to think about our own defense and to think about our own situation. And that's really why I wrote the column that I did, is that there's powerful lessons for us as Americans that comes from this, apart from the question of how do we help Ukrainians. And also, how do we deal with Russia and Vladimir Putin after this gross violation of international law and of international peace and stability that has reigned in Europe since World War II?
Well, it's a gross violation of sanity because Putin has repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons, sometimes with evasive language, but that threat is there. And what you've been talking about for years is the need for the United States and the West together, and we might have more willing partners now than we did before this invasion, including Germany, that we need to develop a more advanced, more capable missile defense, so that as when Putin whispers nukes, not everyone trembles as instantaneously.
Yeah, I mean, look, to provoke a armed conflict with a nuclear power, that's a pretty serious risk. And when Putin, I think, says that if the situation is one in which NATO really does intervene or is seen as intervening directly in the conflict, that he would not hesitate to use nuclear. I wouldn't assume that it's a bluff. However, let's come back to your main point, though. And that is that in the face of these kinds of threats, a ballistic missile threat, nuclear armed ballistic missile threat, in the case of the hypersonic threat, which is the new threat that everyone is worried about at the Pentagon and elsewhere, of the capability of being able to deliver weapons at Mach 5 speeds. We're talking about five times the speed of sound, talking about 1 mile per second velocities. That these hypersonic weapons, which both China and Russia have moved ahead to develop, we've really got to be thinking about countermeasures. And one of the things that I've been arguing about and have been advocating for and have had multiple conversations in Congress and in the Defense Department with defense companies has been to think about our unmanned aerial vehicles, the systems that have been developed. We know the names like Predator and Reaper and Global Hawk as produced by American companies. That these could be very, very powerful systems for protecting us against missile attack, ballistic missile attack, but also that we have to remind everybody, they represent the future of air power. And it would be very interesting, Michael, if we had followed my advice that I gave 5 years ago when Ukraine was really being threatened in the aftermath of the invasion of Georgia and then the initial occupation of Crimea, of supplying them with unmanned platforms that they could use both to watch what the Russians are up to, but also to be armed and ready to use against Russian ground forces as if an actual invasion took place. And that's a huge missed opportunity we had. Which other countries have now taken advantage. I'm talking about Turkey. You know, the Ukrainians have proven to be, Michael, very successful and very adept at using unmanned vehicles from the air, taking out Russian tanks and armored vehicles. But the system that they use is a Turkish system. It's the TB2. And it's really
which the Turks have emerged as this hero, and
that's crazy. It should be us. We're the ones who, you know, really pioneered this kind of use of unmanned aerial vehicles in warfare of this kind. But we've fallen behind, and the Turks and the Russians and the Chinese have moved ahead.
And give Recep Tayyip Erdogan a credit, at least, that he got these Turkish drones, and who knew? But he got them to Ukraine early. And they have apparently done wonderfully. That's been one of the other backfires of the Putin invasion. It has drawn and pushed Turkey back into NATO and to cooperation with the West, including a reconciliation with Israel. If you can stay for a few more moments, Arthur, we can continue the conversation with Arthur Herman, author of The Viking Heart, among others. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Dr. Arthur Herman, who's a senior fellow and director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at Hudson Institute. You can find out more about his work and about his most recent book, which is fascinating. It's a book about Scandinavian culture, values, and history. It's called The Viking Heart, and it's a wonderful, wonderful read. Arthur, you've written recently on Fox News that it's not too late to learn the right lessons from Ukraine. And there's a piece that I found just stunning that appeared in the New York Times, of all places, by David Leonhardt, who's no conservative. But what he suggests is that if the Democratic administration in Washington, D.C., if the Biden administration had had some more foresight as to the results of their actions on Ukraine, that the entire war could have been avoided. And what he basically talks about is the example of Kuwait, which was a country we had much less reason to defend than Ukraine, because Kuwait, despite its oil resources, was not a democratic or freedom-loving country. And Saddam Hussein was not a threat to the entire world in the same way that Vladimir Putin is. And what Leonhardt argues is, had NATO actually become involved, or the European Union joined with the United States in placing troops in Ukraine before the invasion, because Putin certainly gave us a great deal of advanced knowledge. This was not a surprise attack to any extent. The U.S. government had been saying, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. What do you think would have happened if we had stationed a substantial number, and when I say substantial number, I don't mean hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of NATO troops in Ukraine prior to the invasion?
It's difficult to say. I think the danger would have been that telegraphing such a move, which the administration would have done to show how tough they were, might have actually prompted Putin to move faster and to accelerate his invasion timetable. That was always the risk, you know, about engaging in talks with Ukraine about joining NATO, is that it would speed up Putin's desire to see Ukraine to become not just an obedient satellite of the Russian Federation, as Belarus has become, but actually as territory to be taken back and to be incorporated into the new, you know, Russian Empire that he's busily rebuilding. Very difficult call to make. I do think, though, David is right about one thing, and that is that there were multiple missed opportunities, and not just, by the way, by this administration, but also by previous administrations, to really draw a line, a red line, about what Ukraine represented as a former part of the Soviet Union and of the Russian empires from centuries past, which was now going to be a free and independent nation that would decide its own destiny and not have it decided by dictators like Vladimir Putin. And we kind of failed to do that. And I think that one of the ways in which we might have, by supplying a more serious arsenal of weapons such as unmanned aerial vehicles or surveillance and reconnaissance, as well as for weaponizing and use against invading land forces, if we had made it clear that even though Ukraine would not be a part of NATO, that we considered it to be of enormous strategic value for protecting the peace and stability in Eastern Europe, maybe Putin's approach would have been very different. Michael, I got to say, though, there's one other factor which we can't forget, and that is what the fiasco we had in Afghanistan and the degree to which that sent messages both to Moscow but also to Beijing about the weakness and incoherence of the current administration in dealing with a crisis of this sort almost certainly gave a green light to Putin to make the move that he did. And also what I fear, and I think that most observers also worry, is that the scene will now shift. Now that the Olympics are over, the scene will now shift to the Pacific and to the Taiwan Straits, and that we'll see more pressure brought to bear on Taiwan by by President Xi and by the Chinese communist regime. So Afghanistan, I think, sent a signal that was heard around the world, and that really undermined any confidence that this was an American administration that would deal forthrightly and with strength and resolution with a challenge of this sort.
Okay, so in the few minutes we have left to us, what are the most important contributions that the United States can make to ending this war, but not just ending the war, not just ending the fighting, ending the war with the survival of Ukraine as an independent and freedom-loving nation?
It's going to be challenging, because I think the longer the conflict persists and is drawn out, the more Putin will be determined to swallow all of Ukraine, not simply to stop with the seizure of Kiev and then leave the western parts of Ukraine to kind of rump Ukraine that will be allowed to remain as an independent, a small independent state, rather like Moldova, to its west. On the other hand, I think the longer this conflict drags on, and the more casualties, frankly, the more casualties the Russians suffer, the more it will discredit Vladimir Putin in the eyes of Russian people, in the eyes of his fellow oligarchs and supporters, and the more it will weaken Putin's status as a world leader going forward, including with his new allies, the Chinese. I shouldn't say new allies. They've been working together for some time, but particularly with his allies in China. Putin has, I think, done so much damage with this invasion, not just to his own status as a world leader, but also to Russia's future. And the longer and bloodier this conflict drags on, in terms of Russian casualties, the more it will underline that basic truth that this was a major blunder by Vladimir Putin, one that has disturbed the European peace and stability since the wars in the Balkans never did, and perhaps at the end the Ukrainian resistance will be enough that Putin or his successor will have to negotiate.
And let us hope that that is the case. Arthur Herman, appreciate your contributions. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people over the weekend convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. The number of executions surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution for the 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, the Medved History Store. And MedHead Plus membership are a great way to fill in some of the gaps that people might have in understanding what the Cold War was about, why history is so important at this particular moment in providing necessary perspective as the United States draws closer and closer, and you can feel it by the day, to a necessary confrontation with Russia. Now, does that mean a nuclear exchange? God forbid. It should not, and it should not have to. But in any event, your ability to get access to any of the 80 different MedVed history programs that are available to you for free when you join as a MedHead Plus member, it's a cost of just 22 cents a day. And you can access this show at any time with all of the fascinating and substantive guests that we're able to welcome, like Arthur Herman, who we just had, like Daniel Henninger, who we have coming up next hour. All of that is available to you 24 hours a day with no commercial interruption. You just can stream it directly. And then you can also stream any of our MedVed history programs that you want, as many a day as you want, any time for the course of a year. So check it out. Go to MedVed History Store, see what we have on offer, and join us as a MedHead Plus member. It costs almost nothing, 22 cents a day. It costs little, but you learn a lot. Okay, one of the things that Arthur Herman referred to was Vladimir Putin or his successor. And This goes with what a lot of Russian experts say is despite the fact that they announced today, the Russians did, that they had just done a new poll and Vladimir is more popular than ever. That's probably a sign of real weakness and real worry. I mean, because the idea that the Russian people are enjoying the destruction of their economy, where people aren't suffering in the way that they are in Ukraine. They're not dying. But again, when you work very hard to put away a few rubles, and then you find out that those rubles have turned worthless because of the worthlessness of your leader, and plunging Russia into this isolating and nightmarish scenario, yes, it is not inconceivable that Vladimir Putin will last, even people are saying, the rest of this year. There's a piece in the journal, and it's a piece by John Deeney, who is a research professor at the U.S. Army War College's Strategic Studies Institute and a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. And he asked a question, would a Russian coup solve anything? And I know there's a great belief and prayer and hope that it would, but he's not so sure. He says, if Mr. Putin were removed in a coup, whoever replaces him would face the same domestic political incentives and disincentives which would likely lead to a continuation of Russia's confrontational approach to the West. Further, a post-Putin Russian regime would rule the same country, the world's most vast by far, with relatively indefensible and porous borders. Sitting as Russia does at the crossroads of Eurasia, its borders have for centuries been the object of rivalry and conflict with neighbors to the west, east, and south. By one estimate, since 1800, Russia has experienced an invasion from its west about once every 33 years on average. Imagine if that were the case for the United States, God forbid. The two oceans serve us very well, and the since 1848, at least, the tranquil relationships with our two neighbors to the north and south. But that 33 years on average, that means that they're overdue. The last major invasion of Russia took place in 1941 with the Operation Barbarossa launched by Hitler. So that would have meant 1974. Well, the Russians, the Soviet Union was still riding high. It collapsed without an invasion. And that's the point, which is one of those things that any enlightened Russian, including all kinds of Russian patriots, ought to recognize. The result, and in terms of the Russian state of mind and the nature of the Russian state, not just state of mind, says John Denny, the result has been a nearly permanent sense of weakness and insecurity within Russia. That has fueled a domestic political environment in which those who pursue confrontation and opposition in foreign policy, whether czars, Politburo chairmen, or presidents, tend to realize greater political success than those who favor cooperation and integration. Mr. Putin has cited the expansion of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization as a threat to Russian security, even though that expansion was accompanied by unprecedented pacification of Europe. As NATO grew, its defense spending, troop levels, and military capability all declined. From the end of the Cold War until 2014, when Russia first invaded Ukraine, the U.S. troop strength in Europe fell from roughly 300,000 to 61,000. Canadian and British troops left the continent entirely. Germany ended conscription and cut the size of its military by two-thirds. Defense spending dropped steadily across Europe. This weakness caused panic in the halls of NATO when Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. Yet to build and consolidate political authority and approval in Russia, Mr. Putin demonized the West and portrayed NATO expansion as a danger.
What they are saying, I believe, and what Denis is saying and about any potential successor to Putin, is that given the fact that now multiple NATO nations, not just the United States, we just passed a budget that includes an epic, very major, substantial increase in defense spending. And it's about time. And Germany is having a defense spending as we've never seen before. On the other side of the world, by the way, Japan, our former enemy, another former enemy from World War II, is reversing the pacifism that seemed to be incorporated in the Japanese Constitution, because they need protection, potentially from not just China, but North Korea. And the United States, I think, is recognizing in a way that people did not recognize, certainly 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, that the United States needs to build up our Navy. We need to build up and modernize our Air Force. And we need to build up more military resources. And particularly our allies do. But it's not just Germany. Denmark just authorized a major increase in defense spending. And again, throughout NATO, you're seeing a willingness to cooperate. The question is, could it be too late? President of Ukraine, prior to Zelensky, Petro Poroshenko, was on CNN. So how does he feel about what's going on? We'll hear that and more, including Nancy Pelosi talking about Putin. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved show. There is more about the choo-choo train in California, which is a totally astonishing example of the word boondoggle and what that means. But we will get to that in a moment. Let me just play what Petro Poroshenko had to say, who was a former president of Ukraine. And by the way, not a paragon of virtue. He was actually something of a oligarch, billionaire. He made, maybe not quite billionaire, but certainly a very wealthy guy. He had made a bunch of money in the chocolate business. And he, however, has turned around and become a huge advocate for his country, which is a great thing because he's not on the same side politically as Zelensky. But Petro Poroshenko, former president of Ukraine, was on CNN talking about what this war means. This is clip 12.
We are not giving up. We are not forgive the Putin this type of things. And I am absolutely confident that we will fight in every single house, every single street, and every single quarter in Kiev, in Kharkiv, in Chernigov, in all of the cities would be the hell for the Russian soldiers and would be, at the end of the day, the hell for Putin. 141 nations support Ukraine. And Ukraine now providing the beginning, the end of the Russian Empire.
Well, as they say in Yiddish, from your mouth to God's ears, may this only happen. The 140 nations he refers to, it's 141 nations, and that's the nations that voted with Ukraine in the UN General Assembly. There were four other nations that voted with Russia, which is a rogues gallery, including North Korea, Syria, Belarus, of course, and Eritrea. Let's go to Sid calling in from Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hey, Michael, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
What's the name? I'm glad that people are now fighting for good instead of evil. People who are going to Ukraine to fight for good remind me how the ISIS did when people all over the world went to and fought for ISIS, which was evil. So that was just a particular statement. But my question is that, actually a statement first, NATO seemed to be exclusive to Europe. It almost seemed like it's for the world, but it seemed to be exclusive to Europe. And I'm wondering if something happened around the world, in Africa, for instance, like a tyrant took over a small country in Africa or somewhere else, why we don't have United Nations, like 141 countries, when a vote come in like this, United Nations take up military arms and military force and go into a particular country like Russia or Ukraine and fight against the Russians, so that Russians would not know who to attack, because you have every country fighting to represent the world. Why?
It's a great question. First of all, you're right. NATO is about Europe. It's called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and it was basically to link the United States and Europe. And originally, it was opposed by something called the Warsaw Pact, which was Russia and its allies. But now what's happened is the great majority of the old Warsaw Pact countries, starting with Poland, which is where Warsaw is, and Hungary, and the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, and they're all members of NATO. And they have joined the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, in terms of the UN, here's a story, Sid. The UN to commit troops, and they did. They sent troops in the Congo. They sent troops in during the Rwanda genocide and tried, not very successfully, to stop the slaughters there. But the reason they couldn't do anything about Russia is because the UN Charter says that before you can commit to any kind of military force, you need approval of what's called the Security Council, which has five permanent members and then six rotating members. The five permanent members, each one has a veto, and Russia is one of the permanent members. And the vote at the Security Council this last time, China, another permanent member, abstained on a resolution condemning Russia, but Russia vetoed it. So it didn't go anywhere. And the UN has basically been structured to make it very, very difficult to have any major military mission. The only really major military mission in UN history, which I think stands very much to the UN's credit, was the Korean War. When the American troops who fought and died in Korea were fighting not only under the American flag, but under the UN flag to prevent that monstrous tyranny and dictatorship and corruption of North Korea from swallowing up South Korea, which is today, actually, South Korea is more of an economic power and has a vastly higher gross domestic product than Russia. Maybe not vastly higher, but higher. Appreciate your call, Sid, always. There is this also from Avril Haines, who is our Director of National Intelligence. And she was asked about Putin's use of nuclear weapons, which is obviously a real threat to the whole world. There was a headline recently that said, in addition to everything else, nuclear war would be bad for the environment. Well, duh. But here is Avril Haines, our DNI, Director of National Intelligence, speaking about Putin. This is clip 14.
Our analysts assess that Putin is unlikely to be deterred by such setbacks and instead may escalate, essentially doubling down to achieve Ukrainian disarmament and neutrality to prevent it from further integrating with the U.S. and NATO if it doesn't reach some diplomatic negotiation. We assess Putin feels aggrieved the West does not give him proper deference and perceives this as a war he cannot afford to lose. But what he might be willing to accept as a victory may change over time given the significant costs he is incurring. Putin's nuclear saber rattling is very much in line with this assessment. Putin's public announcement that he ordered Russia's strategic nuclear forces to go on special alert in response to aggressive statements, as he called them, from NATO leaders was extremely unusual. We have not seen a public announcement from the Russians regarding a heightened nuclear alert status since the 1960s, but we also have not observed force-wide nuclear posture changes that go beyond what we have seen in prior moments of heightened tensions, during the last few decades.
Okay. In other words, what she's trying to say is that we hope that Putin remains rational enough not to actually use nuclear weapons. There's a piece here that we're going to be discussing with Daniel Henninger, and it appeared by Ludovic Hood. And Ludovic Hood, who is a foreign policy practitioner, as he calls it, since 2001, he worked for the UN from 2001 to 2006, and he worked for 3 years in the office of Vice President Mike Pence. So he's no lefty, no liberal. He says that what is going to be necessary here to bring this conflict to an end is he's going to suggesting that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that NATO, send troops and station troops in Western Ukraine. Western Ukraine has not been completely overrun and is more free of Russian presence than the rest of the country. He says sanctions alone are insufficient to deter Mr. Putin, who, like countless European tyrants before him, recognizes only strength. If Western leaders want Mr. Putin to sue for peace, they need to increase troop levels on NATO's eastern flank and introduce a robust defensive military presence in Western Ukraine itself. We will get to that and the idea of what more NATO can do, must do, to avoid catastrophe and continued killing. And more with some unlikely support or at least defense of the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. What a ridiculous title. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.